This is Sunday morning, 7/11/21. This is Learning to Flow in the Supernatural. Peace is the title of this. Peace, God's joining. J-O-I-N-I-N-G. Peace, God's joining. J-O-I-N-I-N-G. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. God's joining. All right, we're going to start verse 16 there. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that ye which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now you see why, as patriots, as Christians, how we have to act. We can't act like them. I've heard Gene Decode say this on several occasions, that they chose to not go into the dumps and just wipe them out unless they have to. They chose to fix it to where they go in and shoot them with this deal that puts them to sleep, and they carry them out and take them to tribunals so they can be tried through a Jew, through proper law and order. He said, we don't want to become the swamp. We don't want to become the swamp. There's a proper way to law and order, and there are people that God has put in those places to bring judgment. Yeah. And so I thought, well, I had never thought about that, but that's the way it is. We can't walk in the flesh as believers and act like they act. Because you see all these works of the flesh right here. You can just look on social media just for a few hours and you'll see it all. How people are acting. But as Christians, we can't do that. We have to be like what I said at the other teaching. We have to be a light. We're to shine as lights in this dark world. And so we have to walk by the fruit of the Spirit. But I want to hone in on peace today. Peace means, in the Greek, out of the Strong's, to join. To join. Now you understand the title, to join. Peace is the witness that you get when you're following God in an endeavor. He joins up with us and we have the clearance to move ahead. Okay? We should never move ahead with any endeavor until God joins up with it. That's what peace is. All right, Colossians 3:15, this is amplified. And let peace, the soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule. Act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds. In that peaceful state, to which as members of Christ, one body, you are also called to live and be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. Now, I like the way the Amplified puts this, because it talks about all questions. When peace comes, there's no questions. There's no questions. Should I? Shouldn't I? There's no guessing when peace makes the call. Once the umpire makes the call, safe. That's it. See, when God joins, there's the peace. You could say that peace is a stabilizer that prevents your emotions from taking over in the situation. How much trouble could we avoid if we always let peace make the call? So many mistakes have been made when emotions get in the way. Waiting on the peace that passes all understanding is the only way to go. Philippians 4:7 says that. And God's peace, this is in the Amplified again. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with this earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So it is. It's like it's a stabilizer to get your emotions under control. When peace is there, you never have to wonder if you're doing the right thing. Walking in peace is walking in stability. You're not up and down about it. You're not all over the map with it. One day it's this and the next day it's that. This is what it means in the Webster's Dictionary to be stable. Firmly established, fixed, steadfast, not changing or fluctuating, unwavering, permanent, and enduring. It's like an umpire. Safe. Yeah. When you let God join out with you, the peace, you're safe. You're safe to move ahead. You're safe to do whatever you need to do, and you don't will never look back and question that you did the right thing. I think this is something that you have to, it becomes a discipline, that you're not going to move ahead on anything until that peace is there. And if that peace is not there, just lay it on the shelf. Because a lot of things, we get into really strife with ourselves about things that are in the future, hadn't even happened yet, God hasn't even asked us to do yet, and we're always just wondering, well, it's just going all the time, and you're just in this quandary all the time. That's not a way to live. God don't want, I mean, this has been my experience. When the Lord wants me to do something, He tells me I don't have to ask. I haven't asked Him to give away one single car. So I'm thinking, you know, when things come that try to steal your peace and rattle you, like people coming to your door and trying to force you to do things and that kind of thing, I'm thinking, if it was so important, I believe the Lord would have told me and warned me of something that I needed to do. You have to think of it that way. All I can go back to is what He told me about what COVID was going to be used for. And all the lockdowns that are going on in Europe right now, they're still taking out dumbs there. So the same operation is going on, and it's all being used as a cover. And the elections, you know, here in August they say that, you know, Arizona's going to drop, and now Georgia and I guess Philadelphia, there's a couple that are already starting audits. What's all this about? Don't look here, look here. Keep your eye on the audit. Not on what Satan's stirring up over here trying to get your attention over there. Oh, they're going to come to my door. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Ah. No. Let's stay in 5D here. Let's stay in the right consciousness. The best is yet to come. Boy, the bow's about to fall. The deep state is in trouble now. Oh, they're desperate. Let's keep the right mindset. Mm-hmm. That's what they do false flags for, is to get your attention onto the building that just fell and off of the audit. Because they all think they go to jail. I mean, really, literally, this is what's happening. And if we needed to know anything else, the Lord would have warned us to prepare ahead of time. You know, make sure you have 6 months worth of food. I'm going, what? The Lord hadn't said do anything. Now, He did tell Danny to go get some, you know, certain kind of things that do things. But, I mean, a lot of times we're just hounding the Lord, trying to get Him to say something to us. When, if He wants us to know something and we need to know something. Now, there's been times I say, Lord, I'd like to do this and I want to know if You are on board with it. If not, I'll just shelve it. And He'll say, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. That's all right. But that's different than always having this list here. All this war going on. No peace, no peace, no peace. And, while I'm at it, even about yourself, quit burning trouble. if the Lord wants you to do something, He'll let you know. If you've done something wrong, He'll let you know. I lived that way my whole life, feeling like every time I went somewhere, I come home thinking I said something wrong. I shouldn't have said that. The other day, I went and got my hair done, or my nails done, and she was doing somebody else's nails, and they were talking about hospitals, and I said something. I said, well, if I know it's a hospital, I said, it's probably about, it's more money. You know, they're all about the money, honey. Follow the money, honey. I felt beat up all day saying, why did I say that, Lord? I shouldn't have said that. And then later, He said, well, why don't you look at it the other way? Maybe that person sitting there might hear what you say and might think, maybe I ought to look into that. Don't be so quick to judge yourself, just like you don't judge others. Sometimes you say things, you think, why in the world did I say that? Now, if the Lord says you shouldn't have said that, then you can fix it. But I'm telling you. See, we tend to walk that way, and I don't believe the Lord, it's pleasing to the Lord. He wants us to be in peace. He's leading us, and He wants us to be in peace. Okay. All right, stable. Firmly established, fixed, steadfast, not changing or fluctuating, unwavering, permanent, and enduring. Just like an umpire, safe. Peace makes the call, not your emotions. I will throw this out there. You need to be led in your giving. You don't just give to give, but the Spirit-led giving is the place to be. Even if you believe, if I don't sow, I don't get a harvest. Most people just give that way. Yeah, that's the way they give. But that's not the way we should be give. Many years ago, back in the 90s, the Lord began to speak to me about the grace of giving. Spirit-led giving. Because I remember I was working at that church and I was getting my salary. By the time it was all said and done, I was giving to so many ministries, I didn't have anything left in my paycheck. Because we thought, well, that's just what you do. Yeah. I'm not saying it's wrong if you do. You could go read 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, and it talks about the grace of giving. I believe we need to be led in our giving. We need to be led that peace makes the call in our giving. We don't just give to give. Okay? And if it's those bums on the street corner that you see all the time, don't let your emotions be the reason you give. Let it be because you have peace. God is instructing you to give. All right. We are to be led by the Spirit in everything we do. If God requires it of you, then give. But if He does not lead that way, don't do it. You can get in the flesh in anything. You understand? Jesus said He didn't do anything the Father did not tell Him to do. Did he feed the multitude because He just felt sorry for them because they'd been there so long and they didn't have anything to eat or drink? No, it's obvious that the Father was instigating Him to feed the multitudes because a miracle took place, right? So He joined Jesus. Jesus couldn't do anything, He said. I can't do anything of myself. All right. Here's another one. All right, we're to be led by the Spirit in everything we do. If God requires it of you, then give. If He doesn't, don't. The Holy Spirit said this to me, because I heard someone say this, and it just ran all over me. I'm thinking, what bothers me about that? God is good, but everything good is not God. A lot of people think things are good, and God's not in it. Yeah. God is good all the time. All the time God is good. But everything that good is not God. Okay. That would blow most Christians' minds right now. Because they can't tell the difference. They're so used to being, how do I put it without sounding... You know how offerings are. They work up your emotions. that kind of thing, coerce money out of you? Not just in offerings, just anything. You're bombarded on social media to give to this political this and this coalition this and all of that, and they're all good things. But are they God things? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. All right. I heard this person say was, well, if it's good, it has to be God, right? I thought, no. They look at you like you're from Mars. This is where the problem begins. We are to be led by the Spirit. We're going to look at a few scriptures here. Period. Period. We're not led by any other source. Especially not our emotions. All right. Romans 14. I know this. Anytime we, like with all of our, I'll just say all of our houses, we've had the peace. Did that mean all the situations were right and fixed and wonderful? No. Just meant we had the peace to go ahead, to move forward. And it always worked out. All right, 14:19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Yeah. We need to learn to be people that walk by peace. Right here, after this is good to follow. For meat, destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure. But it is even for a man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh nor drink wine nor anything whereby thy brother's stumbleth or is offended or is made weak. Hast thou faith, have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So I'm thinking about that and thinking, you know, how much of the time you think you got to pitch in your 2 cents about everything? Just be quiet. Maintain your peace. Isn't that what it's called? Maintain your peace. Don't give your peace away. When you get into a controversy with somebody, you've given your peace away. Me, I've gone to where I don't care. It doesn't mean I don't care about the person. It means I don't care what you think. I know what I believe, and I'm not going to change. And I'm not going to argue with you about it. And let them allow to have their say in what they think. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's what we're being onslaughted about in this country right now, the freedom, our freedom of speech. Everyone has a right. You can't say, well, you got to shut down all the wrong voices. Because if you do that, you're not any better than the swamp. They've got to be able to have their say, even though it may be not good. But they have the right to say it. I mean, is it the Second Amendment? That amendment is for everyone, not just those that have the supposedly right decision or whatever, thinking process. There's a lot to be said about keeping your peace and not giving your peace away. And you know, most of us know what things to tiptoe around, and let's just don't even go there. Mm-hmm. Now that person comes up to you and he wants to speak to you about it and you have an honest, open discussion, that's another thing. But most of the time, when you have something to say that's contrary to somebody you know that believes just the opposite, it's like you just slapped them in the face. And it, you know, it doesn't bode well. Peace goes out the door. All right. Hebrews 11:31. And we all know the areas that get you out of peace. What does it? What pushes those buttons? By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And why shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, Escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, wax vain, and in fight turn to flight the armies of the aliens. How do you do that with peace? Peace. Your faith's not going to operate without peace either. Because what happens? If you're not in peace, you're double-minded. 1 Corinthians 14. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Yeah. All right, John 14:27. If peace is always your gauge, and you don't do anything until you have it, keep you out of a lot of trouble. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So you see that stabilization there when God joins. Kind of like, can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? When God's in agreement with you, that peace is there, He joins with you, you can proceed ahead. All right, this is how we are to live. The world and people try to pull on us, but we must choose the peace. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Okay, Romans 16:20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. See, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Peace makes the call. Philippians 4. This is simple, but I think it's not complicated. We make it complicated. If you're wondering and all this is going on, well, you know, don't do nothing. Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Well, really, I should have read the rest of it. Right, go up. Talks about verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, but it says in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, and those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. All about keeping that mind stay still, peaceful. When it starts churning up, it muddies the waters and you can't see anything clearly. God's way is the way of peace, as Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Okay, now Hebrews 13:20-21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. He's the God of peace. Okay, He joins. God joins and He confirms His peace. All right, now 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, my brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. We've got to practice walking in peace. I believe it's the motives. I know God is love, but I think how we motivate in the kingdom is peace. So if it appears to be good, wait for the peace, even if it appears to be good. And then when God joins, two can walk together because they're agreed. All right.